For some inmates, the concern is less about returning to prison and more about whether they'll ever get out at all. More than 10% of prisoners in the U.S. are serving a life sentence. One of those lifers is at the center of a new story from the team at the San Quentin Prison Report, which is a collaboration between KALW and the inmates making radio from inside of California's oldest prison.
SQPR is a media collective of prisoners and volunteers from the community working together to give voice to personal growth, social transformation, and restorative justice.
So how would you pass the time if you were sentenced to a life behind bars? For Chris Schumacher, freedom comes in the shape of a running track. Once an addict, he now finds that exercise curbs his destructive urges, and the thousands of miles he's run around San Quentin have changed the way he views his life. But just like with any other course, there's bound to be a few obstacles. From SQPR, Greg Eskridge has our story.
You know, I set a goal for myself, like I'm going to run 5 miles or I'm going to run 10 miles. And then once I have the distance set, then I can start thinking about time.
On a typical day, there are approximately 500 inmates on the lower yard, accompanied by 25 visiting geese. So while running, he must maneuver around them, similar to someone trying to run in a crowded shopping mall.
You definitely don't want to run into anybody while you're running in prison. I have to be more aware of other people because they don't know I'm coming sometimes. So I almost have to be aware for the both of us.
To get their attention, he yells out, "Track, track," to indicate a runner is approaching.
It's more like an obstacle course, and I'll try to navigate my way around them. And sometimes that doesn't work, and I have to slow down and pass safely.
Schumacher began running in the Air Force, where he says he had to run 2 miles in under 20 minutes.
But it wasn't until I came to San Quentin that I kind of really got into it, really got into the zone, and this is where I ran my first full 5 miles.
According to public health information, jogging has many mental and health benefits. In addition, he says running also gives him a greater sense of awareness.
For me, while I'm running, I'm able just to kind of be with my body, be with my breath, kind of get into the zone, be in tune with what's going on around me, a passion. But definitely something that keeps me steered away from those other negative influences that we know, you know, are so common in prison.
For Schumacher, this is more than a morning jog. You see, he once suffered from alcohol and drug abuse, which played a part in his incarceration. So for him, it's about his sobriety.
You definitely get that those endorphins kicking off and that runner's high. I know that's important to me. Because I used to use other things to get high, you know, drugs, alcohol. And since giving all of that up, running and exercising has been an outlet for me.
While running towards his sobriety, he began to notice the benefits from jogging.
First of all, my physical health, you know, cardiovascular health. It also helps me control my blood sugars, being a diabetic. I even get a lot of emotional and spiritual benefits, you know, while I'm running. You know, a sense of an accomplishment, a sense of achieving one's goals, the way it kind of takes me out of the prison environment for a little while.
After finding his recovery and exercising, he would go on to create a program called Fitness Monkey, which was designed to empower others.
Fitness Monkey was an idea that I formulated while going through the Last Mile curriculum, and that's a program here at San Quentin that deals with entrepreneurship, social media, and pursuing our passions. My recovery was first and foremost something I'm passionate about, and then also physical fitness. So by combining the two, I came up with this idea called Fitness Monkey, which is an online life coaching service that provides people with kind of like personalized playbooks designed to assist members of all levels and lifestyles to overcome substance abuse by developing a healthy addiction to fitness.
Now 40 years old, Schumacher has been clean for over 13 years. He goes on to reflect on his new, sober life.
It feels great. I mean, it feels very liberating, you know, even inside prison. You know, there's some things I can't control, like when I'll go home. But one thing I can control and keep clean is myself. You know, I feel like I'm in a much better place now, even though I'm inside San Quentin, than I was in my addiction before I came to prison.
Despite Schumacher's long struggle with drugs and alcohol, he never gave up on obtaining sobriety and essentially found it through fitness. In fact, he's now training for the annual San Quentin Marathon. I'm Greg Eskridge, reporting for SQPR, reminding you to take the time to listen.